And that was my father's boat. Then my father went to Texas after I was about 8 years old, somewhere around 8 or 9 years old. We all moved to Texas. We had just a cousin out there, and we moved out there and stayed out there 2 or 3 years and came back here and was farming, went back to farming.
You stayed on the place then that your grandfather, you were, until you moved to Texas, you were on the, up here where your grandfather was before he got shot?
No, we moved back out on the hill. It's what is known as Old Sutton Place. It's about 5 or 6 miles from here. In those days, there was no commercial fertilizer. In this country, we didn't use it, and we used such as these river bottoms, which was rich, and these creek bottoms, where it'd clear up, you know, and it'd be rich. We didn't have the commercial fertilizer that we have now, you see. And he bought a farm, all he owned, I suppose, 1,200 acres, going from the railroad out to this road, 1,200 acres. And that was where he was living when he got killed out here. My grandfather.
Uh-huh.
He moved back out here. He never did go to Texas. He moved back out here. And this lawsuit held him here. Held him two or three times of court, don't you see?
I see.
He, if it hadn't been for this lawsuit, he would have gone on to Texas as soon as he got his negroes, his slaves, and physical condition. He was going on out there. But this lawsuit came up, don't you see? And which carried him 2 or 3 times of court.
What year was that? Before the war.
It was after the Civil War, way back after the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Because my grandfather wasn't 52 years old when he got killed. Mm-hmm. He buried out here in the country to family burying ground out. And they mounted on a church out here, just about 5 miles. But I couldn't tell you what year that was. No, I couldn't give you anywhere around the date. Because let me see, 89, we came back from Texas. And it must have been way up in the way early 70s or something like that. Because we came back from Texas in 89, the spring of 89.
How old was your father then when you came back from Texas? He'd be about...
He was 84 when he died. Let me see, 84. He must have been 84. about 10 from 84. It must have been about 74, something like that. He was 84 when he died. As I say, 15 years anyway, 15 years would cover the time after he come back from Texas before he mm-hmm. passed away.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you remember your mother's parents?
Well, now my mother's parents, mother people, were raised up between Eufaula and Columbus on the Eufaula side. On the Alabama side. Mm-hmm. They call it up in the Cuyahoga, big creek up there called Cuyahoga Creek. And my grandfather owned a farm somewhere. I've never been right exact to the place. I've always wanted to go there, but I never could find anybody that knew exactly where it was.